the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, this is the Sunday before Theophany. In fact, Theophany is tomorrow. We have many services this afternoon for Vespers and the Blessing of the Waters, and then Vigil tonight at 7, and then tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, the Divine Liturgy and the Blessing of the Waters following that. And this reading we always have just before Theophany, the Sunday before Theophany. And it begins with the beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, according to St. Mark. The different evangelists began at different places. St. Luke talks about, of course, the birth of Christ, right? St. Mark begins not with the birth of Christ, not with his childhood, but with the very beginning of his public ministry. And the beginning of his public ministry was preceded by the ministry of St. John the Baptist, and they overlapped for a very short period of time. Now, I've told you many times, and I tell you again because it's very important, when you read the Holy Scriptures, read them so that you would be in some way taught, some way strengthened. Just knowing historical facts, what good is that? That's important in order to understand the meaning of a scripture. But that's not what saves. What saves is when the scripture has emotional impact on you. I'm not talking about some sort of schmaltzy emotional feelings that you can see from the TV preachers when they cry towards the camera. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about that deeply in your soul you feel the truth resonate within you. I know a story, I don't know where it's from, but one of the Desert Fathers, he heard the very first psalm. And he was so taken by it, he went out into the wilderness to learn the meaning of the first psalm. And he lived all his life trying to discern the meaning of that psalm. There should be emotional impact to this scripture here. I'm always taken, every time I read it, that the beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ for St. Mark and for us is, a little bit later on, he says, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make its path straight. Now, when paths are crooked, that is a sign of sin. Crookedness in the scripture many times signifies sin, brokenness, incompleteness, impurity. When you make paths straight, they're easier to travel on. And when you make paths straight, you have become more pure, better, good in your heart. So the beginning of the gospel is to recognize something's wrong. Jesus Christ came, lived, preached, died, resurrected, sent the Holy Spirit, and a lot of people were not saved. Why would this be? Because they didn't repent. They heard his words, and to this day people hear his words. But they don't hear his words with repentance. And so his words are of no effect to their soul. So the beginning of the gospel for you and for me is to repent. Now, some people think a beginning is something you do the first time, and then you go on to other things. Well, that's true with some things. But can you say that when you begin parenting, you end it? When the boy is 2, 3 years old, 10, 30, you're always a parent. When you begin to repent, you continue to repent. This is a continual thing. This is necessary for the gospel to permeate our hearts. So if we are to receive Jesus Christ in our hearts, if we are to receive, as the Baptist says, to be baptized with the Holy Spirit, in another place, it says, and with fire, then we must repent. Because if we don't straighten our paths, attempting to do so with our efforts, then we will not receive the gospel. It will not touch us, and it will not be of no effect in us. So this is not just a historical event that St. John the Baptist preceded Christ, and he spoke in the wilderness, and he was a very sort of iconoclastic figure, and a lot of interest to the things he did, and the things he wore, and the things he ate, and those sorts of things. There's a mysteriousness about him, an austerity about him. But all these things are of no good for us unless we are trying to make the path straight, and unless we are truly trying to repent. So you cannot receive Christ without at least beginning to repent, and then continuing on a daily basis to repent. You know, the theology of our church accounts for a second baptism. Not in that we are baptized in the water again. You can only be baptized once. We believe in one baptism. But metaphorically speaking, we speak of a second baptism, that of repentance and of tears. So, I would submit to you that we must be continually preparing our way for this baptism, continually repenting with tears every day. Otherwise, the words of Christ, they will not penetrate into our souls. This is the meaning of the gospel today, that the beginning of salvation for us is to recognize something about ourselves, to wish to change, to see within us that there's something wrong with us. If you don't think anything's wrong with you, then why would you change? But it's not just thinking something's wrong. A lot of people think things are wrong, but they don't do anything about it. It's thinking something's wrong and desiring with all of your heart to change. Now perhaps you might submit to me, well, I do the same things over and over. I guess I really don't want to change that much. I'm not repenting. And I would submit to you, listen to the words that the man said to Jesus Christ about his son, who was a demoniac. He said, I believe, help my unbelief. So I say, we should say, I repent, help my unrepentance. As long as you are struggling on some level to repent, God will assist you in this. It's the person who thinks he has no sin, or the person who justifies his sin, that is lost. Don't justify your sin. Perhaps you won't be able to stop it yet, but don't justify it. That is part of the process of making the path straight, not justifying yourself for anything. Now, when they were baptized by John, it was the baptism of repentance, because they would be baptized in the water, and as they came out of the water, they would stand in the river, and they would confess their sins aloud. So should we also continually partake of this second baptism of repentance, by recognizing what is wrong with us, by desiring to do better. Otherwise, theophany is of no effect to us. The resurrection is of no effect. The ascension, the sending of the Holy Spirit, none of it matters unless it's in your heart. So, on this day that we are just preparing for Theophany, the greater feast, by the way, greater than Nativity, because here Christ as a man is showing us who he is. As we prepare for this feast, let's recognize that there's no special preparation for this feast that shouldn't have occurred last Wednesday or on August 1st or September 2nd. Every day, we should be preparing the way of the Lord by making His path straight. May God help us to do this. Amen.